It's here and now.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
That is Michael Bublé, of course, and that song is number one on Spotify right now. In fact, of the top 10 songs on Spotify, 9 are Christmas songs from Michael Bublé. Well, if you want to listen to some Christmas music, but not the same stuff everyone else is listening to, there is a new album from the Grammy-winning jazz vocal group New York Voices that includes songs like O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.
That mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appear.
That is from the new album Let It Snow by New York Voices. Founding member Darman Meter is with us from New York. Darman, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. Nice talking to you.
Well, good to have you. And you guys have been together for 25 years. I guess my first question is, why a Christmas album all of a sudden after all these years?
You know, it's always been on the back burner. In the early days of the band, we were just kind of doing our jazz thing, and we really didn't think about the holiday music so much. But the truth of the matter is, I think we tended to shy away from it because we sometimes get inundated at the holidays and kind of just get tired of it. But when we started sifting through repertoire and finding things that we really liked, things that maybe drew from more classical sensibilities or some of the American songbook Christmas tunes that kind of delve into more of the jazz standard side of things, we really had a blast putting this repertoire together.
Well, I want to play one of the songs from your album, one of my favorite Christmas songs. This is your take on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Miles away.
Here we are
as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
All those
faithful friends who are dear to us.
Gather near once more.
Tell us what you were trying to do with this. How do you put a spin on a song that is so well known and so many other artists have done it?
Well, that's always been one of the things that we've done with New York Voices, whether it's taking a song from the Christmas side of things or maybe a jazz standard like Sing, Sing, Sing or On a Clear Day, or things that we've certainly heard many times, is taking it and rearranging it just enough so that it feels fresh. It's a matter of coming up with slight harmonic tweaks, just finding ways to phrase it collectively with all four of us or momentarily individual solos, all those kind of things. Just hopefully give it a little fresh flavor and hopefully, the one on a part sound that we have gives it an enough intimate sound that it kind of still pulls people in almost the way a soloist would, with also having that four-part harmony going on at the same time.
Well, let's listen to another song from the album. This is your take on O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
Kind of a big band sound to that, and I have to say also, Christmas is a time when we think of snow and sort of cozying up next to the fire, but that one sounds like there's sort of a Hawaiian feel to it.
Well, we actually kind of think of it as almost like a Count Basie orchestra vibe in a way, but we did kind of pull out all the stops with this project. We did a lot of big band tracks, and we brought in full studio orchestra to add a lot of strings and all the wonderful sounds that really sort of highlight that Christmas feeling that we were looking for.
You do the bulk of the musical arrangements for New York Voices. What draws you to these particular songs?
A lot of it is the harmonic base of these songs. They're just very pleasing in terms of the chord progressions, but also I think it's just the mood that they set. I grew up in Maine, and So Christmas, you know, we had the real Christmas up there. You know, we had snow. We had that sort of experience. It feels real to me compared to maybe somebody that grew up in, you know, Arizona or something. And actually all four of us all have sort of either New England or upstate New York kind of roots. And so we are Christmas folk. And so it felt very natural to go down that road. We did select a certain amount of songs from both sides of the camp, the ones that come from more of the English carols and then the other ones that came more from the Irving Berlin world or, you know, the American songbook, shall we say. And it was fun to kind of try to walk between those two and have them meld together for this project.
There's another elaborate production on here, We Three Kings. It's got a pretty elaborate intro. It incorporates some pretty elaborate orchestra work, including strings. Let's take a listen.
Three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
I have to say, and this has nothing to do with this version of it, I never liked that song. Why do you like it?
Okay, well, I'm here to convert you.
All right.
I always liked the song. But I think what the goal there is also to try to really reinvent that song. We're trying to give it almost the energy of a Middle Eastern vibe, a Middle Eastern groove. And so hopefully it gives it a slightly earthier feel to it and maybe captures the mood of what we might have thought of, you know, if you really go back to biblical times and when that story really takes place, of what the energy of that location was like. Very different than the, you know, oh, the weather outside is frightful kind of energy of, you know, our Christmas in New England.
Okay, well, speaking of Christmas in New England, let's go to an old favorite. Finally, this is one that's on your CD. It ends the CD, and that would be Silent Night. Let's listen.
Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht.
Dharman, I can almost see the Christmas carolers standing outside the front door in this one.
Yeah, and we've actually had a chance to sing that in Germany quite often. We go over to Europe regularly and have performed a number of Christmas concerts in Germany. And it's pretty cool to sing that in, we sing it in German and then in English, and people seem to really enjoy when we kind of embrace that song.
All right, so we've heard some of the songs that you liked enough to put on this CD. Tell me, though, a song that you do not like, a Christmas song that is not one of your favorites.
This is too much information. I lost my front teeth to a baseball when I was 9, and so people used to love to sing All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, and so that became
that one
of my least favorite songs from Christmas, I think.
But we won't play that one. What should we go out on, Dharman?
Oh, I think we'll go out with the festive title cut, Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Dharman Meter is a founding member and musical director of the group New York Voices. Their new holiday CD is, as you're hearing right now, Let It Snow. Dharman Meter, thanks so much.
Hey, a pleasure. Thanks, Jeremy.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And I have to say, Robin, I'm okay with letting it snow, but does it have to be this cold?
Where we are.
Oy. Yeah, boy. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.